Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Friday afternoon. By the way, if you like this music, this is B.B. King. I believe it's off his album Blues on the Bayou. If I'm not mistaken, I have a lot of his stuff. I think it's off that record. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. We do have a couple of open lines, not many, but a couple. If you have a grievance on this Friday afternoon for Festivus Friday, which is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue, pit to plate, Q39KC.com. Our telephone number is 913-586-7798. Dana Wright gets the honorary first grievance of every week if she chooses to take it.
I'm just going to go with the heat because it's easy, and I'm going to preemptive strike everybody else calling in about it. If you are working outside, we feel you. We are sorry. Stay hydrated. It's going to be nasty the next, what, week and a half, 2 weeks?
It's going to be very hot for the next week as we sit in our room that is currently 71 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's it.
Okay. All right.
913-586-7798. Please allow me to be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. All right, let's go. Let us get this party started. Andy in Lenexa, first in, you are first up. Hello, Andy.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Have you had a good week?
Yes.
It's been a great week.
Good. So, Thursday morning, going to work, I-35 South, right about 127th Street. There was a motorist assist truck. It was parked in behind a vehicle, the single vehicle by itself, and had a little orange tag on the window. That caused a two-hour backup that caused three of my coworkers and myself to be 10 minutes late to work.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you all get in trouble for that? Do you get in trouble for that?
Well, seeing as how I'm one of the supervisors, no.
Okay.
So, but if my message to the motorist assist guy, obviously, thank you very much for risking your life out there on the highways for what you guys do. But if you're in behind a vehicle and it's early in the morning like that, if there's any way, you know, if you're going to drop your tag on the back window, do that and move on. That way you're not causing a 2 mile backup, because that traffic was all the way to 435.
Okay.
So it wasn't like a 2 minute thing.
Hmm. All right, man.
That's all I have.
All right. Before I forget my grievance, I haven't had a grievance in months.
Please.
And you know I watch an insane amount of cable news.
I do.
My grievance is with the way that the news anchors, and I'm going to use CNN as my example here, when they're going to a show that is, they're ending their show.
Okay.
And they're introducing another show right at the top of the hour.
Yeah.
The way that they say right now.
Right now.
As if they're getting ready to start somebody in a race. Here's an example. I heard it yesterday, and it drove me out of my mind when Kate Baldwin on the morning show on CNN, and then after it is a show called The Situation Room with Pam, whatever her last name is, and Wolf Blitzer.
Right now.
And it's called CNN The Situation Room, all right? And Kate Baldwin, who is beautiful, very talented, a good journalist, says, The Situation Room begins right now. Why not just The Situation Room begins right now?
Because it's not urgent enough. Like, right now.
Begins
Scott,
right now.
I gotta be honest. Sometimes I think to myself, man, could he sound older?
No.
And then you say something like that.
What are you talking about? How does that make me sound old that I'm critiquing the way that people say, right now?
Your grievance is heard.
Right now. Let's go to Scott in Overland Park. Right now.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
All right. So my grievance is me and my family own and operate an event rental company. And so we do a lot of festivals that are outside, of course. And my grievance is whenever I have to go use a porta potty, someone leaves the seat up, and it stinks.
Oh, gross!
Oh, you mean the lid?
Yeah, the lid.
You mean the lid, not the seat.
Yeah, the lid.
Oof.
That's actually an interesting grievance. I never thought about it, but yes, you're supposed to close the lid so it. Ugh.
There's a chimney part there for a reason, and if you put that, don't put that lid down, it won't work.
I had no idea. My guess would be, Scott, and I'm not challenging your grievance at all, but my bet would be that people who are in a porta potty think the less I touch in this room,
the better
off I am.
Yep.
That's why you clean your hands off when you're done.
Ugh. They always have that little sketchy looking hand sanitizer thing at the door. You know that that's not getting the germs off of.
Now, Scott, you said your family owns an event supply company. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's the company that Travis used to work at.
Okay. Oh, okay. So you don't provide the porta potties?
No, absolutely. I would not want to do that.
Okay. All right, man. Hey, Scott, do appreciate the call. Thank you. Travis is a great man. Roger in Higginsville. Roger, hello.
Hey, good evening. Love you guys. Thanks for hosting our show.
Thank you for letting us.
Well, my grievance is with fishermen. If you're going to go and you're going to fish, pick up your stuff. If you leave bait, leave dead fish, whatever, just pick it up.
Oh, like the fish heads, like the fish heads after you fish?
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And just crap. Just, if you had a pop, you leave the pop can. If you have a hamburger, you leave the wrapper. Just pick all your stuff up. I mean, it's terrible. You want to go fish, take your kids out. You're having a nice, serene fishing experience. And people just leave their junk, their trash.
He's right.
It's terrible.
Roger, thank you for the call. Where my parents live on all of the docks, they have enormous trash cans now. Big, industrial, enormous trash cans.
Who's cutting the heads off the fish at
the
lake?
They do it right there. Well, got them right there.
Supposed to clean at the lake, and you're supposed to throw it straight into the water. If you put it in a trash can, you're going to attract a whole lot of things you don't want to attract.
Bears, you're right.
Yeah.
Don't mess with the bears.
Mike in Grandview. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Dana, hit it right on the head.
Hi.
False fall.
A false fall?
It was getting nice. I was outside. I'd put my long pants on, and all of a sudden, here I am again in short pants. Wondering, is it right guard, or should I just put on dry rub?
All right, Mike. Nicole, who is at the lake. Nicole, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello, I'm on my way to the Ozarks. Anyways, my grievance is that you guys do not say Quixotic correctly.
I thought it was Quixotic, and then we put it in the pronunciation
machine
robot thing, and it came back Quixotic.
Seriously?
Yes, okay. I promise you.
All right, well, it's also Quixotic.
Quixotic.
I was going
Quixotic.
Crazy in the car.
Quixotic.
Play it again, Sam.
Quixotic.
See, that's why we pronounce it Quixotic.
Okay, that's fine. I'll forgive you.
Quixotic.
So my grievance is that I have to go to Lake of the Ozarks then. How about that?
Well, that would be my grievance too. I was going to ask
careful.
You, are you going there?
Kind of gross there.
Are you going there willingly?
Yes, my
be
husband
careful.
Has to work there, so I'm going. Mm. I'm not getting in though.
I wouldn't either.
Do not.
Somebody got
seriously?
A brain-eating
amoeba.
Uh-huh.
Right? Not my brain.
Nope. Okay.
Quixotic.
Renee in Topeka. Renee, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I hope, but you're amazing, by the way, and I hope you're having a really good day.
You too, Renee.
And I'll start by just, hey, with gratitude that all three of you are on today. That makes me happy. And also, here's my grievance is that. And again, I'm calling from Topeka, so kind of expanding on the heat thing with Dana. The meteorologist in Topeka, it can be 99 degrees and a heat index of 114. And they're like, well, it was warm today. Well, it wasn't a warm day. It wasn't. It was hot. They cannot say the word hot. That's just, I'm like, okay, well, obviously you don't have to do any work outside.
Amen.
Why do you say hot?
Temperatures are up there, and it's hot in Topeka.
Oh, my God.
It's hot.
Yes. So anyway, the other thing is the pool in Topeka, they closed on August the 3rd.
Yeah.
We're not even in the middle of summer yet.
Renee.
I thought they were supposed to. Hang on. You're yelling.
They closed because all the high school kids are going back to school. All the college kids are going back.
I thought pools were open from Memorial Day to Labor Day. I thought that was the general rule.
Yes, but. The kids go back. We have been getting from our place regular emails that say, warning, there is no lifeguard on duty this weekend. Because they've all gone back to school.
Huh. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Q39KC.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
All right, welcome back. Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. Let's go to John in Gardner. John, hello.
Hey, guys. I like your show. I like it a lot.
Hello. Welcome back, man.
Hey, my grievance is about a guy you might have heard of. His name is Michael Mackey from michaelmackey.com.
Yes.
And now I might be wrong here because I don't get a chance to listen to every hour and a half of grueling work you guys put in every day.
Wow.
But the way I understand it, he has never won an episode of Mixtape. Is that still correct?
I think that is correct. I know he's only won once when we've played Family Feud. I love Michael Mackey, but when it comes to the games that we play on this show, he is absolutely dreadful.
Well, here's my thing about that is M Squared and I must be mind melding or something, because every time he plays Mixtape, we like half the time he's picking the song that I would pick. And then if it's not, he picks an even better one. So I think it's just it's a shame. It's a miscarriage of justice that he hasn't won yet. And I know you're proud of your record there, Scott. But
yes.
You always seem to pick the obvious song. The one that, like, hey, pick a song, the sad song. And then you'll pick one that's just sad, sad, I'm so sad. And Michael goes a level deeper. He gets to the underbelly of the situation.
Well, first of all, I think
he does a great job.
But John, this is radio, and in radio we have an old line, play the hits.
Yep.
And so I play the hits, and he tries to get all overthinking about it, and I'm not the one who judges Mixtape.
Well, I understand that. I wasn't aiming at you.
The audience picks the winner.
I just know what the audience
wants to hear, and I pick it.
But I'll say this. I'm such a big fan of Michael Mackey from michaelmackey.com that if you guys ever want to actually take off at the same time, maybe go on a couple's cruise, you know, you could take a significant other. Dana could take Johnny Damon. And you guys could take off, and me and Michael could hold down the show for maybe a day.
Okay.
Fine. Right. In the words of Ross Geller, fine by me.
Fine by me.
All right. Got to run, buddy. Appreciate the call. Lisa on line 8. Hello, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi there.
I have Dana, this is at you.
Okay.
I'm not upset with you, but okay. I need you to know you've made a huge impression on a 6-year-old.
Okay.
So I have a handicapped granddaughter and we go to Walmart and she says hi to everybody. And adults are idiots. They just can't say hi back.
Oh.
So I didn't know, because she would say they need Dana in their heart. And I just thought it was an imaginary friend. It was a friend, you know, who knows where the kid came from. Anyway, we were in the car, and you were laughing, and she just was crying. She was laughing so hard. And she said, that's Dana. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I didn't realize it was you.
Oh, bless her heart.
What a nice compliment.
People don't pay attention to her, or they don't say hi back and they're ugly to her, she'll say, you need Dana in your heart.
Oh, that's going to make me cry, Lisa.
People just are stupid and they're rude and I want to blow my stack. And she'll say, no, Grandma, they just need Dana.
Oh, hey, what's her name, Lisa? What's her name?
Kimberly.
You tell Kimberly that I said hi and we love her, okay?
So she draws you pictures. I have an entire notebook of pictures for Dana. I will have to send it to you.
Oh, that is so sweet. Listen, Lisa, we're going to put you on hold, and Sam will tell you where to send that, and I'll send something back for her, okay?
Please do.
Okay, just sit tight. That is so sweet. You tell Kimberly we said thank you.
What a wonderful compliment. Darren in Raymore. Hello.
Man, how do I follow that?
I didn't mean to put you there, but you were next in line. Sorry.
I get it. Hey, Dana and Scott, thanks for running my hosting my show. Sam, thanks for doing all the work.
Thank you for letting us.
Can I mention an airline name? I've got a grievance and a gratitude.
Okay, there you go.
If the gratitude is with the airline, yes. If the grievance is with the airline, you're going to have to be more creative.
Okay. The grievance, really, it's not their fault, but I was flying ouchless today from San Antonio, and hour and a half flight. We had a 2-hour and 40-minute delay because they had to change a light bulb.
Wow.
And the gratitude would be with the pilot of Southwest. He kept us updated, and he actually even let us get off the plane to go back into the airport to have lunch and stretch our legs. So, grievance, gratitude all today, and now I'm finally driving home. Scott, I go back to you and Shannon on this show.
You're an old-timer.
I'm a couple years older than you.
Hmm.
Yeah, and you're old.
I'm aware. Well, thank you for listening all these years. That really means a lot, man.
Awesome. I love the show.
Okay.
Have a great weekend, guys.
You do the same, Darren. Thanks, man. Sam, I'm going to need you to get in on this one here in just a second. Scott in Blue Springs will take a bite. Hello, Scott.
Hello there.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Appreciate your show.
It's yours. Thank you.
I feel like lately, the last few months, we're back in the 60s of TV commercials where the program volume is low, and then the ad screams at you.
Are you talking about on the radio or on the television?
Yes. Yeah, your show.
On the radio. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. All right, you're under the impression that the commercials are louder than the content, and I'm going to let Sam, because he's the
one
who
produces. We don't have any idea.
Sam is going to explain this to you real quick.
May I offer a clarification, Scott?
Yes, you may.
Okay. commercials are normalized, for an inside baseball term. Normalized means that all of the audio levels are at the same level. So if you picture a wave, that's what audio levels look like. They go up and down. When it's normalized, it's glass water. There is no wave. So that is all at the same volume. If I were to turn our voices up to that same volume, every time we got louder and quieter, we would blow the speakers out of your car.
Pretty good. Scott, I hope that answered it for you. Mike in North Kansas City. Mike, good afternoon. Hello. Mike?
Yes.
Hi, go ahead, my friend.
I don't really have a grievance. I just kind of wanted to touch base again on one of your previous callers was talking about the porta potty, and I believe I heard him say that the pipe coming out of the roof was a vent.
I believe that's what I gathered from it, yeah.
Okay, I just want to correct him. That actually isn't a vent. That's actually a chute that you can drop your full beer can in when your buddy's in there using the facility. He loves it when you do that.
Okay. Right. It is about that. Yeah.
That's actually hilarious. Splashback.
That's a chute that you can drop your beer in when your buddy's using the porta potty. Okay, got it. Paul in Kansas City. Hello, Paul.
Okay, my grievance today, and I must have heard 20 different radio and TV anchors in the last month use the word nuclear instead of nuclear.
Yes.
Were they
going nuclear? Or were you going nuclear?
Something was. But having worked in the nuclear business, actually worked for a nuclear station down in Texas for a while, if you're going to use a word with that meaning, be sure you got the right one.
Yes.
All right. All right, man.
Very, very fair, and you are correct, Paul.
Right. We got to run. We're late to the break. It's Festivus Friday. We do have a couple of open lines. Thank you, Paul. 913-586-7798. Aaron, Doc, Rebecca, and the others, hang tight. We do have two open lines if you want one. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Couple lines still open, and we will do everything we can to get you on before the top of the hour. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Q39KC.com. Aaron.
Thank you, guys. So hi. My grievance is that I missed you guys talking about 4-H the other day. Aww. I have recently taken over a 4-H club in the good Johnson County, Missouri, and running a club with about 30 kids in it. And we do all the different stuff, from shooting sports to livestock and whatnot. And I was going to invite you guys because you're not too old to be in 4-H. You can volunteer and come help with anything you're interested in any county, in any state.
You want me to come out and pet goats?
You can do that, but you can also, you know, help teach kids about radio. You can teach them about soccer. There are actually 4-H youth soccer programs. In every county and every state has them, and they are all any class that they take is put on or is crafted by colleges. So all the ones in Missouri are done by MU. All the ones in Kansas, I think, are done by K-State. And so they're all college curriculum, basically, that's, you know, been whittled down to where kids can understand them. It's a great program. It's super cheap, and I think all parents ought to look into
it. Hey, thank you for calling and reiterating that. And if you missed it, go back on podcast and find it. We aired this viral video of a five-year-old who took fourth place. His goat took fourth place.
Hang on, Aaron. I want to ask you a question when she's done.
And it just, it has gone viral because he takes fourth and just almost breaks down crying, hugging that goat. And this little buddy is just is so excited that he took fourth place.
Aaron, real quick before we get on to some more callers, if I were to come out to the good Johnson County, which is Warrensburg, and and teach soccer or radio, could Dana come out and teach whittling?
Yes, she could. She could teach basket weaving, you know, any air sports, because, you know, I know she's got a lot of that.
Geography? What do you need, Aaron?
Ooh, geography.
Would be awesome for you to do.
Map kids reading.
Kids would know how to get nowhere. So, and you guys have a good week.
All right, you too, man. Be well, buddy. Doc in St. Joe. Hello, Doc.
Hey there. Hi. Hey, my grievance is not with Dana. But a couple of times this week, including today, she referred to articles that was in our local paper, including the article about the floating artwork. And I won't mention the name of that paper, but the name of our city is part of the title of it. And they have a policy, as do many of them, of digital first, which means articles appear in the digital copy of the paper before they're in the printed copy.
Okay.
And I'm paying $700 to have that paper delivered to my house. And it's not exactly news when it's online before I see it. But I will solve that by not subscribing once my subscription is up this year.
Oh, don't do that. Please support local journalism. If I ruined something for you or spoiled it, I am truly sorry.
Not you, it's them. I'd like to have the paper when it's news.
Doc, I will say that you can pay for the online subscription and then you can get the stories immediately.
I'm aware of that. I'm aware of that. And the only reason I take it's for the obit, so that might be my option.
Well, just to make sure you're not in it?
Make sure you're not in it.
That would be it.
All right, partner. Have a great weekend, all okay? Right. Be well. Rebecca in Kansas City. Hello.
Hey, I got a grievance and a gratitude. I wanted to shout out to Dana because I was going through pretty bad depression a few years back, and I just happened on y'all's radio show, and your laughter just, like, brought me in. And then your banter with Scott, y'all have such chemistry. I just kept coming. And Scott, your authenticity with the honesty of things you struggle with in your life, I can relate to. And I just love Sam because he can answer almost any question immediately.
Oh,
that's
Rebecca.
My gratitude.
Well, Sam makes up a lot of those answers. It's not based in anything factual.
Don't take it out to the bank, Rebecca.
He just starts talking.
Be nice, Scott. Okay. That's my grievance. That's my gratitude. My grievance. Road construction all over the metro, everywhere. How about people just get over because they know the road is going to close?
Yep.
And we wouldn't have so many wrecks, and it wouldn't hold us all up.
It is everywhere.
All right.
I know.
Rebecca, thank you for the kind words.
Have a great weekend.
All right.
Yep.
You too. Be well. All right. Amanda in Lawrence. Hello, Amanda.
Hi there. First off, I'll start with my gratitude. I'm Uber driver, and you guys are so awesome. All my customers, I have have you guys playing, and it's great conversation starters. And so I appreciate you guys. Yeah, you're welcome. My grievance is as an Uber driver is stinky people when they get in my car.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's bad. And it's everywhere, but mainly Topeka. People I pick up in Topeka, they always just have some type of smell. I'm just like, I'm not sure if it's in the water up there.
Can you describe the smell?
No, we know it.
And keep it clean.
It smells like someone hasn't bathed in weeks, and it's just they sweat and they don't take care of themselves, and you can smell bad breath as well.
Oh, they got halitosis?
If you can smell the halitosis all the way up in the front seat from the back seat, that is bad.
Okay,
Amanda.
Right, sometimes they have to go to the car wash and.
I bet that sting doesn't come out. All right. Do appreciate the call. Hey, we got some open lines, guys. We're going to grab Nate here in just a second.
Yeah, grab Nate, and then I've got a gratitude.
But we got to get some more callers in here before the end of the hour. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Nate in Overland Park. Hello.
First off, love you guys. Thank you so much for your show.
Thank you for letting
gratitude,
us do it.
I've got three boys, and every teacher that is handling classrooms as these crazy kids go back to school and dealing with crazy parents, they all deserve a huge round of applause.
Amen to that. Amen. All right, Nate, thank you for the call, Ben. What's your gratitude?
I have gratitude, and it's unusual, but I was following the Blue Springs Community Awareness page the other day on Facebook, and someone that had driven right after me near Antioch and like 103rd, I believe, saw the same thing I saw on the road. It looked like a hawk had been struck by a car.
Oh, I saw this post. Yep. Yes, go ahead.
So I drove by that hawk, and everyone was going around it, and I even said out loud, oh, poor hawk, must have gotten hit by a car.
Yeah.
It was not moving, but I thought, God, someone's got to come get that out of the road because it was a huge bird, right? And then you saw the post. Someone stopped.
It was alive.
Scooped up the hawk. It was stunned but alive. And they had this blanket. And the look on that bird's face, by the way, was like, seriously, Marge, what the hell just happened? But they called police. Police then called Operation Wildlife. Hawk has a broken wing. And I remember thinking, God, now I feel guilty. I did not pull over and stop. And it was busy traffic right there. I truly thought the hawk was dead. And the fact I even reposted that post. I said, I love this town.
Have we gotten an update on the hawk's condition?
I think Operation Wildlife took him, and they think they're going to be able to nurse him back to health.
Okay, good. Yeah, I saw that story on Facebook yesterday or the day prior.
Scott, I passed it in the road, and the one of the wings was just kind of fluttering in the wind, and it really did look dead. It was not. And so kudos to the man that pulled over and saved him. Made my heart happy.
Mm.
May I have a quick grievance?
You may.
It is with myself. I was driving home from work last night, and there was this guy driving right next to me. And I'm a road ragey guy. I got to be honest with you. It's just it's a trait of mine. It's not my proudest trait, but it happens.
We're going to work on that character defect.
And he's driving right next to me, and I'm like, what is going on? He's looking at me. I'm giving him the what gives hands, you know, like throwing the hands up. Like, dude, blank off, you know? And then we get up to a stoplight, and he rolls his window down, and... Are you Sam Stevie?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm listening to you right now, man. I was like, what is your name? Thank you so much. I felt so bad. My grievance is myself for assuming that it was a guy trying to be road raging.
Well, he did. He was kind of like, you said you would speed up and he would speed up. And then you would slow down and he would slow down. You're like, what are you doing?
He was just trying to see if it was me, I guess. And his name is Rick. Thank you, Rick, for saying hello. And I'm so sorry that I gave you the what gives hands.
See, Sam, this can I challenge your grievances a little bit? You need to expect the best in people before you go to the worst.
I don't.
We're going to work on this.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's grab Jacob real fast, and then we'll get Lisa and everybody else. Jacob, go ahead.
Yeah, just real quick. My grievance is with all of these gratitudes. It is airing of the grievances. I am a very nice guy all week long, and then I listen to this. I want to hear the trash talk. I don't want to hear something good. That's all I got.
Okay, friend. All right, you too. I don't want to hear something good.
I want to hear some trash talk.
9-1.
I don't have time for your good stories.
If you're having a good time and a good life, keep it to yourself.
Keep it to yourself.
913-586-7798. It is Festivus Friday. It is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Q39KC.com.
Nobody has time for that. If you're enjoying life, keep it to yourself.
Let's go to Lisa in Ottawa. Lisa, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon. As much as I love both you and Dana, my grievance is with you two today. The reason for my grievance is you two are poo-pooing on happy married couples. My husband and I just celebrated our 35th wedding anniversary, and I'm just a year younger than you, Scott. So we've been married since we were teenagers.
Good for you, Lisa.
Congratulations.
Thank you. You guys enjoy your weekend.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not challenging. I'm clarifying. I don't know that we joke on marriage as much as we joke on the fact that the two of us are not very good at it. Clearly. Clay in Lee Summit. Clay, hello.
Hey, guys. I have a grievance. It is with drivers in this town, and it is when people don't use their turn signals. Oh, it drives me crazy. You know, today I was behind someone at a stoplight. The light turned green. He didn't use a turn signal, and I'm stuck behind him because he's turning left, but I didn't know that. I would have gone on the right. It grinds my gears.
Does it grind your beans?
It grinds my beans,
yeah,
Scott.
That's the worst. That's worse than getting your gears grinded. I hear you, brother.
And way to filter yourself. I heard that F-bomb almost came out.
I mean, that one was close, wasn't it? Woo. That was right there. Sharon in Lee Summit. Hello, Sharon.
Hi.
Hi there.
I just have a gratitude. I work at one of the branches of a large library in our city, and every afternoon you guys are my 15 minutes of fun break, and today is my birthday, and I just wanted to call and say hi.
Well, hello, and happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Good for you. And thank you.
Have a great afternoon.
All right, thank you, and thank you for the kind words. You know, I follow Ricky Rocket, the drummer for Poison, on Facebook, and he was celebrating, I think, his 60th birthday or something the other day, and he says, he said something effective. And I'll try to remember it. I'll be dangerously close. He said, you know, today's my birthday. I celebrate these because the alternative is a lot worse.
Yeah.
And he's absolutely right. Is it Terrence? In Bonner Springs?
Hey, it's Sharon. Sounds like
Sharon.
Hi, welcome on in.
Sharon.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, I'm typically a pretty positive person, but the fact that I keep thinking about this, I just think there are other people out there that are still ticked off about this. I have two. My first grievance is with CBS for taking off Blue Bloods. Okay. I'm still mad about it.
Okay.
And I wouldn't even watch their reruns for a while because I was just so ticked off. I don't care what they replace it with, it's close. I just don't get it. I'm really unhappy about that, you know? And like I said, I'm a positive person, so why do I keep thinking about that? But I happen to think, don't you like Blue Bloods? Weren't you one of them?
That's my favorite show. You know there is a spinoff coming, right?
I do, but it's just not Blue Bloods.
It's called Boston Blue. And Danny ends up leaving New York and going to work for the Boston Police Department.
Well, I'll give it a try.
All right.
So, that's my first grievance. My other one is with yard sales, garage sales, the advertisements, whether they're signs by the street or posted on Marketplace or whatever, when people don't put dates on those, and it's up.
That's and you're like, or just take the sign down.
What?
Or just take the sign down, she said.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at one in my neighborhood, but it's at a bad intersection, and it has been up for 6 weeks. There's no dates on it. They're not moving anymore.
No.
They're gone. But, yeah, I wish people would just take your stuff down. I love garage sales. I'll chase one down, but, you know, come on. Put a date on it, would you?
That's a great point.
All right. Sadly, we're out of time. Barb in Odessa, don't get mad at us. Call in sometime next week. But we are out of time, and we've got to hit a hard break at the top of the hour. Celebrating birthdays today, real quick. Jennifer Lawrence is 35. Joe Jonas is 36. And Ben Affleck is 53 today. Got to run. Bonus hour is coming up next on behalf of our producer today. The finest man in these United States.
Go Chiefs!
The great Sam Stevie III. Yeah, go Chiefs. My good friend and co-host, Dana Ryan. My name is Scott Parks. And God willing, we're back Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye!
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.